Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The International Challenge to Cool, we're going to talk about. We're back right after this.
Right now, you can get an instant fuel rebate up to $2,500 on new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and zero-turn mowers. That's right, an instant fuel rebate up to $2,500, or financing as low as 0% APR on select Kubota machines. So, what'll it be? Fuel in the tank or money in the bank? Learn more at KubotaBuyerDays.com or see your local Kubota dealer today. Hurry, Kubota Buyer Days ends June 30th.
WB Johnston Grain invites you to check out the Trimble CFX750 display. This easy-to-use 8-inch color touchscreen is the newest display offering affordable guidance, steering, and precision agricultural capabilities which elevate guidance to the next level. Add the Trimble Field IQ Crop Input System to provide section and rate control when planting, spraying, spreading, or strip tilling. You'll farm more precisely, more productively, and more profitably. Contact Derek Benz with Johnston at 580-732-8080 for more information. At this point, it is a preliminary ruling by the World Trade Organization against the United States on our country of origin labeling of meat. Dr. Glenn Conger joins us today, Extension Livestock Market Economist. He gives us his ideas about what that may mean to the future of the cool requirements in this country.
Canada and Mexico had filed a suit, you know, with the World Trade Organization, and a confidential interim unofficial report has been released. The official one is expected out this fall, and the tone of that unofficial report is, and we expect the same outcome this fall, is WTO is going to find in favor of Canada and Mexico against the U.S. in this story. And really what that amounts to is the WTO is going to, if that holds, is going to find mandatory country of origin labeling regulations here in the U.S. to not be consistent with international trade protocol. And that begs the question, what's next, right? And the two main options, assuming that occurs this fall, which is what my expectation has been all along, and this unofficial report is consistent with that, here in the U.S. we'll have two options. One is to appeal and stall and delay that discussion, which may well occur, but assuming that the net outcome doesn't change, right? If it's still, if WTO continues to rule against the U.S., either the law will have to be changed is one option, or economic conciliations, right, payments to Canada and Mexico could be made to the tune of the value or the estimated damages, and yet we keep the law in place. We can make arguments about which one's more or less likely, but it is important for our listeners to be aware that discussion continues to materialize.
And Dr. Tonser of Kansas State points out that the cool rule basically was very divisive when it was being put into place, still is for that matter, and all the old arguments are going to be rolling out once again with this WTO ruling on likelihood. When you add in the consumer, Dr. Tonser has been a part of a study of exactly the impact of cool since it's been implemented. He says that, simply put, most consumers have no clue that country of origin labeling is even in operation.
Only 30% even know that country of origin labeling exists. That's probably the most important stat here. That other 70% that don't know about it, I'd argue, how can they be benefiting if they don't know about it? Ultimately, that's what drives the net economic impact, at least within the U.S., of this. More will come on that in the future. I'm trying to put out some teaser findings here without, you know, doing a disservice to my colleagues. We don't have official reports out yet. Mm-hmm. But I do think those are sample statistics that note this is going to be a divisive issue, both from the consumer standpoint as well as obviously the, you know, cattlemen they're talking to today are going to be notably divided on this.
Kansas State University Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonser. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, it's time for a Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale. They'll be featuring over 500 head of fall calving cows, heifers, and spring pairs, plus a stout set of service-age bulls. The sale will be held Saturday, June 4th at 12 noon at the ranch just north of Cheyenne, Oklahoma on Highway 33. For more information, you can go to the website www.collinscattleservices.com or call 800-975-6313. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.